all that about there? Some kid mucking about already?
Aye, a big daft kid.
All across that back wall. What's it supposed to be, do you think?
Ask Chris when he gets back.
Chris?
Aye, it's his handiwork.
It's a bit vivid.
He thinks he's Banksy now.
Ah, Banksy. Best keeper England ever had.
He's gone to get some more paint.
Mind, I think my sister's lad could have done a better job than that, and he's 3. Maybe I'll send him down at the weekend, show him how to do it.
It's not cheap, that paint. You don't think he's nicked it, do you?
Doesn't have to. He's loaded.
Chris, he don't look it.
You should see the inside of his boat. It's amazing. He's done it all out in wood. Done it himself.
Where does he get the money?
I don't know.
It's not drugs, is it? I was just starting to like him.
No, he doesn't look the type.
He looks exactly the type, if you ask me. Rip off leather jacket and an iPhone 11 in his back pocket. It looks like it's just fell off the back of a Japanese exchange student.
No, it's just his system.
What system?
He's made a mint out of beating the bookies. Some maths thing.
Then it's your lucky day. Because I've found you a new manager for the Carlton Colliers.
Who?
I found the perfect person.
Not you. You're not taking on the team, are you?
Me?
The lads love an heart attack, and 2 of them have got pacemakers already.
No, not me. Someone a bit more your speed.
Who?
Chris.
Chris? What does he know about managing a team?
About as much as you lot know about playing, as far as I can tell. He's daft about football. He's got plenty of time on his hands. Why not?
He'd never do it.
He will.
How do you know?
Because he lost the bet.
With who?
With me. I made him a bet. He lost. And now he's taking on the Colliers.
But how did you beat him? This is the fellow who's banned from every lad books in the country.
It were easy. And if he's loaded, he'll make the perfect manager. Colliers will be the perfect hole to pour it into.
Charming.
About time he put something back in.
But he's a Jowlers supporter.
So what?
The Colliers are Scallions fans. Always have been.
What does it matter anyway?
He supports the Jowlers.
Why on earth have they all got daft names like that? I thought you two were the best of pals.
Aye. We're fine. He's all right. But I can only talk to him as long as he doesn't say out about football.
Or what happens?
I'll have to kill him.
Come on, James Bond. You'll just have to get over it.
But the Jowlers! Come on!
It's only football.
It's only football.
I don't even like football. Don't even know why I'm bothering.
Why are you then?
Cos I'm sick of the pair of you whining on about refs and we were at. When if you put a bit of effort in, you might actually get somewhere.
Like where?
Like somewhere other than here. Before Carlton eats you alive and spits you out like everyone else.
You think Chris could actually make a difference?
He already has. He's got running water in the changing rooms next door for the first time in 30 years.
Oh, it's not like he's the Messiah or something. He just turned on that tap.
He filled the old pit baths as well.
I helped. A Jowler supporter managing the Colliers. I can't believe it.
How old do you think Chris is then?
Oh, he must be 50 odd if he's a day.
Is he? He's looking well on it. What?
That's what never working does for you. He's a legend of the Dole office, is Chris Cruise.
He looks a bit like Tom Cruise.
You what?
Aye, a bit. In the right light.
Like in the dark?
With his hair a bit long like that. He's a spit of Tom Cruise in that one. You know, with the other fella.
No, you'll have to narrow it down a bit.
You know, with that actor, the funny looking one. He's his brother. He has to drive him across the country. Or he throws a wobbler.
Rain Man?
Aye, he's a spit of him in that. He could be like Tom Cruise's older brother.
Oh, or his dad more like.
He's not that old, is he? How old do you think he is?
I don't know.
Hey, do you think they're related? Him and Tom?
I don't think so.
Why not? They've got the same name. They could be.
Because he's from Carlton Road Ends, for starters, and Tom Cruise is from... wherever he's from. Besides, it's not even spelled the same way. It's Cruise, like two fellas in a rowing boat, not Cruise, like Mr. Hotshot Supercool.
Is that why he lives on a boat, then?
How would I know?
He'll be good, I reckon. Oh, the excitement. Heck, is that the time? It's Umber, and I've already got my final warning at the golf club.
How was that, then?
Me and me big mouth. Told one of me Umber ladies she should think more Shakira and a little bit less Miss Piggy.
All right. How did she take it?
Reported me to the health club manager. So I'm on my final warning. And the timing couldn't have been worse, because I need a few days off at the weekend for me filming.
Filming?
One of the lasses at the spa's got me a day's filming on Emmerdale. It's only an extra, but still.
Well, that's great, isn't it? Could be a big break.
Aye. Or just break the bank.
But it's your dream, doing your acting. A surefire way to get out of Carlton.
If I don't get fired first.
So what are you going to do?
Get food poisoning on Friday night.
Oh, they're not going to fall for that, are they?
I'll say it's a fish from the hotel restaurant. You see, the sous chef is a right Jamie Oliver wannabe. And he's been getting these big fish off his mate at the Legion and flogging them off as Solu de Lemon. But I know they really can't let his mate got out of the canal at Carlton Bottom. And they're more than a bit fishy. More eau de toilette than eau de lemon, if you ask me.
I don't think there were any fish left in the canal.
Well, something's happened. They're coming back.
They must be mad.
Food poisoning should get me 3 days off, I reckon.
Good luck.
Better go before Miss Piggy throws her leg warmers out the window. I've got a new routine for them tonight that'll shut her up a bit. It's a fusion of Bhangra, Bollywood and belly dancing.
Sounds like the curry night we had with the Scallions first team when the bus conked out.
And you should get to training with the rest of the Muppets. Maybe the new manager will work some magic.
With the Colliers? Nah, even the Muppets could play us off the park. And apart from Kermit the Frog, none of them have any feet.
See ya.
A Jowlers supporter. And there was me thinking it couldn't get any worse.
You're late.
Oh, I've just come from the police.
You what?
They were trying to do me for breaking and entering.
Jimmy.
We had a 4 metre carpet roll to drop off at this huge place in Carlton Heights. So we had to get it in through the upstairs window. So I'm on the roof of the van hoiking it in. And the old dear next door saw me go in after and phones the police. Well, daft old bat couldn't fathom that burglars are usually taking stuff out, not dropping them off. But you weren't having it. I have got to get out of this place.
Come on, now. Get your head in gear. It's a big match today.
Are we on? But can we field 11?
Just.
I'm pleased you're better than last time. They wiped the floor with you.
We didn't underestimate them. They were just better than we thought.
Well, pull your socks up, because I'm bringing Nana to watch.
You hate football.
I know, but I've got to get Nana out of the house. It's my episode of Emmerdale tonight, and I'm trying to distract her. If she sees it, she'll chuck me out on my ear.
Why? What's wrong with it?
It's the only best part of 40 seconds, but it's a bit racy.
Oh, aye.
I'm on as a pole dancer.
All right. But won't she just watch it on catch-up tomorrow?
Like Jemmy will.
Will not.
You won't. It's dead good. I'm really proud of it. They said I was a natural.
At pole dancing? I'm definitely watching it then.
Acting! Shut up, the pair of you. No, if I can keep her out of the house tonight, then I'm in the clear. We're going to watch the match and catch the fish van, and if I time it right, we should miss Emmerdale by minutes.
She can just click on watch again, you know.
This is Nana we're talking about. She only lets me tune into 4 channels on the box. She's still up in arms about them bringing in Channel 5.
Come on, Jemmy. Stop blethering. There's a few tactics we need to go over before the match.
Ooh, tactics. Have we ever had them before?
I've worked out a system.
Told you we had a system.
We need pace, not space.
I thought you were joking.
He does this maths thing for betting.
I thought he'd have some sort of scam going.
It's not a scam. It's a system.
How does it work then?
It's complicated. You probably wouldn't understand it.
Aye. Well, cleaning out Ladbrokes is one thing, but getting 10.5 Carlton fellas to survive 90 minutes without a pint is another thing entirely.
Aye. There's a distinct probability that we'll only have 9 men standing at the end of the match.
Who was the half a fella? You said 10.5.
Lanky Fletcher. He's only about 5 foot nothing.
And he's a keeper.
I know he's not ideal, but he's got a bad leg, so there's nowhere else I can put him.
That's what Jeff said.
Oh, it's an absolute nightmare.
He said that and all.
It's a big ask. But all we need is a draw, and we'll stay up till the end of the season.
I'll give it all I've got, boss. But don't hold your breath.
Nothing like thinking positive. You two are as bad as each other.
So, Lanky's in goal. I've put Ant Gibson at the back in case he needs to put his glasses on. He's left back. And Stinker McLaren at right back.
Aye, it's best to keep him out of it as much as we can.
The 4 McNally brothers in midfield. You up the left and Bonnie Prince Charlie on the right.
Bonnie Prince Charlie?
Charlie Prince?
Of course it is.
Tonto Frogger in the middle.
He's hardly a striker.
Aye, but he's big and hard as nails. Just pelt the ball right at him and it might bounce off him into the area for you to follow through. And Shiner Biggleswade up front as well. If the sun comes out, the dazzle off that ball patch might come in handy as a distraction.
All right, boss. What's the plan then?
Try to keep the pressure off Lanky, because he couldn't keep hold of a ball if it had Velcro on it.
And score more goals than the other lot.
I never thought of that.
Come on, then. Let's get it over with. Come on, lads! Final 40 seconds!
Come on, Jemmy! Just hoof it in!
Oi! Lanky! Stop flapping about! You a man or a flipping haddock?
Wind will blow him over in a minute.
Doesn't matter. Game's over in 30 seconds.
Leafs have drawn it.
They're still in it.
Aye, that McNally on the right isn't too bad. Which one is he? And his mate behind with the Mohawk. He's had a few chances.
That was luck more than design, I think. I thought you hated football.
I do.
Yes! Good job, lads. Get to the old baths, eh? At least the water's back on. I'll see you in the club after. Well, it's a start, isn't it?
Aye, it is. Jeff would be proud.
It's a good job he's popped his clogs, because if I could get my hands on him now, I'd kill him myself.
You're not all bad, are you?
It's only one game. Do you know the probability of us just staying in to the end of the season?
No doubt you can tell me.
479-1.
Is that good then?
The reliability. Why am I doing this?
You never know. It could be a big movie star ending after all. Win the cup, get the girl, or the cash at least.
Happily ever after.
In Carlton, you just settle for still being alive at the end of the week. Happy don't come into it. Do you think Tonto will be alright after that clout on the head? You were out cold.
Aye, he'll be alright. If only he'd turned a bit as he fell, then it wouldn't have hit the woodwork. That was really bad luck.
He must have been out for about 5 minutes. He were talking gibberish when he came round.
Nah, he always talks like that. But it's going to cost us a few bob. Money we haven't got.
What? You mean medical bills?
No, joiner's bills. Did you see the state of the crossbar after that dumpling duffed it with his thick skull? Oh, some people, honestly. No consideration. At least he didn't have a brain in there to do any damage to. Yes!
Chris, we won!
Yeah, we won!
Amazing!
I can't believe it. It's like when we were kids winning a match, falling over on my back, watching the clouds race and the blue sky. And just for a minute, everything is right with the world.
What a buzz!
And you don't like football.
It's just a relief that I don't have to listen to you two, like all women, cracking on all doom and gloom for the rest of the week.
Aye, this is what happiness is.
Like falling in love.
I wouldn't know much about that, Nina, love.
I'm not talking about slow songs and movie star endings. That doesn't exist in Carlton. It's just something girls hang on to in the Reds to stop them from going under. But Chris, do you think that maybe sometime, you and me, if you like?
Whoa, yes, oh, yeah, well, we did it!
Jemmy, the fellas are going mental. You the man!
First win in I don't know how long!
147 games!
Oh, I trust you to know that. Oh, did you see it, Nina?
Brilliant, Jemmy.
And the fella from the Gazette was here as well.
Really?
He's going to do a feature on the team.
Oh, nice one, Chris.
Don't look at me. You know, I had nothing to do with it.
That were me. He was doing the sort of follow-up from Emmerdale. How my life had changed since hitting the big time and all that. It's just an excuse to keep asking me out.
Him?
I told him if he'd cover the match, I'd think about it. So here he is.
Oh, you're not seriously going to go out with that creepy little reporter bloke, are you? He looks like a hobbit.
Which one?
Oh, the one that went bonkers and turned out to be a murdering psycho? The one with the Bobby Chal and Como there.
Oh, aye, Gollum. Yeah, he does, doesn't he? Yeah.
I only said I'd think about it.
And?
I thought about it.
And?
I can't, because I'm going out with the other fella.
Who's he then?
He looks so familiar.
Aye, he looks just like that fella who used to play for, you know.
Aye, he's the spit of him. Big ears, eats lots of crisps.
Harry Spinnaker. He looks just like him. Who is he anyway?
I don't know. Used to play for England back in the day. So he says. Now he's a scout for Silverhampton Squanderers.
You're joking me.
What's he doing here?
I got chatting to him at the golf club. Told him he should come and see Jemmy.
Me?
He weren't that bothered, if truth be told. But he said he'd call in if I'd go out for dinner with him after. He's picking me up after seeing his boxer size.
You're going out with Harry Spinnaker?
Only to fix up some dates for your tryouts for Squanderers.
This is a disaster.
What do you mean? He said if you were any good, he'd get you down well ahead of the transformer window.
Transfer window.
Aye, that's it. He thinks I'm your agent. It's practically a done deal.
Brilliant.
And when were you going to ask me about this?
I thought I wouldn't give you a chance to bottle it. We haven't talked money yet, but judging by the clip of him, I think we're talking big cash.
Leaving the small time behind you then. Beers are on you, Jemmy.
Are you serious, Nina? That's really Harry Spinnaker.
No more homebrew, Jemmy. Break out the champagne.
I'm going to be in the league.
Free pass to the first division. Pass go, collect £200,000.
Do you reckon?
This is just the start, Jemmy. It'll be something for the Colliers to really rally round.
What? Losing our best striker?
It's inspiration. Something for the whole village to get behind. Finally, something good happening to someone from Carlton Road Ends. For years, people around here have been getting on my wick, talking about our times and all the trouble they've had. Finally, they'll be able to look ahead to something brighter and stop looking back at all the grey and gloom. They'll think it's all over.
Well, 'tis now. All the tales this time we tell. All the tales this time we tell. All the tales this time we tell. Yes, I remember all so well. Tomorrow always comes, but what good can it bring? How can a river run when all that's left of it is dry stone and its spring? All the tales this time could tell.
tale this town could tell. Yes, I remember all.